Overnight, we saw more rainfall across parts of the Midwest. That big rain event that impacted the region the night before last was a rather significant event that had a rather big impact on areas in Missouri and portions of southern Iowa as well as central Illinois. Most of that precipitation went on to produce some 1 to 2 inch amounts of rainfall during the day yesterday across the region from southeastern Missouri into portions of southern Illinois and central Illinois as well as Indiana, Ohio. The precipitation did peak out with some amounts over 2 inches occurring in some areas of northwestern Ohio, northeastern portions of Indiana, and a handful of locations randomly from portions of northwestern Kentucky into portions of central and interior southern Illinois. The Midwest is plenty wet, and there's not any good reason for rainfall any longer. Whatever crop development is left to be completed certainly doesn't need additional rain to be successful, and we are looking at some very wet conditions across parts of northern Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa right now from the heavy rain event that occurred over the past 2 days. We do need to see drier weather, and it is going to come, but it will be somewhat slow and evolving because we do have two frontal boundaries that will be passing across the region over the coming week that will generate some additional moisture. The first little frontal boundary or weather disturbance will come right ahead of the coldest air that's going to be pushing into the region tonight, tomorrow, and early on Saturday. This will likely produce drizzle and occasional light rainfall from portions of Nebraska into Iowa, Missouri, and portions of Illinois as well as Minnesota as we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. That precipitation is not expected to be much more than a half inch. Maybe some local 3/4 inch amounts will be possible. The precipitation will be followed by some nice drying conditions. We do expect to see the next wave of precipitation to come from a weak cool front that will cut across the region late Sunday into Monday. That system will likely produce a handful of additional showers that will come across the Midwest from northwest to southeast and will likely generate anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 2 or 3 tenths of an inch of rain. The amount is not likely to be very significant, obviously. And once that second frontal system pushes through the region, we should see a lot of the Midwest relatively dry as we move through all of the work week next week. Temperatures by then will also have rebounded from the very cool weather that's likely to come up over the next couple of days. Afternoon temperatures today across the Midwest will contrast from the 50s in portions of the Dakotas, Minnesota, northern Iowa, and Wisconsin to readings in the 70s across the Ohio River Valley. Colder air will advance across a big part of the Midwest as we move on through the day on Friday into Saturday. Friday's highs will be mostly 50s and 60s, and the same will be true on Saturday, except for areas near the Ohio River where some lower 70s are expected. We'll look for the temperatures to begin to rebound a little bit, but that reinforcing shot of cool air expected to come into the Midwest will do so as we move into the end of the weekend and early part of next week. So our highs will probably not be much warmer than 60s and 70s across the region, with a few lower 80s in the far south just before the frontal system pushes through the region. Temperatures a little bit later into the week next week will likely rebound a little bit more successfully, with 70s and lower 80s likely in quite a few areas. And that's also that driest period of time that will occur as well, and that should help to expedite drying and also harvest progress. The low temperatures at night will drop off into the 30s in the western Corn Belt in particular, especially northwestern areas, Minnesota, the eastern Dakotas, portions of Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin as we go into Saturday morning. But after that, we shouldn't see any more threatening cold until perhaps Monday morning in parts of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.